Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey, everyone. I hope that you're having a great day. Okay, so today I wanted to talk to you about my very first LinkedIn. I've been doing everything LinkedIn this week that my brain is consumed with LinkedIn. I want to talk about my very first mistake I made on eBay. So when I was away in San Diego, I had a customer contact me. He really wanted to purchase my Wi-Fi radio. And I said, I'm sorry, my store is closed. But you know, if you really want to wait, like, let's reconnect when I'm back in Vegas next week, that way I can turn my shop back on and ship it out to you. So he did wait. And he was like super nice. And we were emailing back and forth and messaging. And he ended up buying my radio for like a great price. And I included shipping like I do in all of my sales. And I Q-tipped, I toothpicked, I made this radio. Granted, I've had it since 2009. I actually won it on Ellen. And I was really sad to actually let it go in the first place because I love this Wi-Fi radio. You can listen to every channel in the whole entire world. It has FM, AM, and then it's Wi-Fi, obviously. And, you know, I just have to let all these things go because they're already on my store. So the emotional connection has to just like go out the window. So I sold it and I wanted to make sure it was like in pristine condition, even though there were some scratches, and I do have them posted and I do have it mentioned saying that there are some scratches, and, he agreed to buy it anyway. Like, he really wanted it, and I got it for still, like I said, a great price. So, like I always do, I add thank you cards so that, they'll write me up. My customers will write me a review on my store, and almost all of them have done that so far. Granted, I've only had like a couple sales, but they've all done that. And it's just like a token of my appreciation. Like, thank you so much for shopping on my store, and I hope you come back. Like, please write me a review. I'd really appreciate it. And that's just like a little something that I do for everybody. So he messaged me back saying, thank you so much for the quick shipping. Thank you for your thank you card. But there's one problem. And he sent four photos. And the photos were of the battery case, the batteries in the back, and that they exploded. So my OCD cleaning spree did not hit the battery department. I completely forgot that this radio even had batteries in it because I've always had it plugged in. So since 2009, these batteries have been in this radio. And I felt awful. I felt so bad. And he's like, like, these have exploded. I can't even, like, get this cleaned. Like, it works, but, like, I just don't want it. Like, I just spent too much money on something that has, you know, he's super nice about it. And that's fine. I'm like, I'll definitely, like, give you a refund. And then this is my first time I've ever had to do that, dealing with a return. So I called eBay and, like, just walked me through. And by the way, it was so simple. You literally just go into your account when you get the message. You respond to return the item. Except to, have them be able to return it to you. And then, I had to pay like $3 for a shipping label for him. And then, and he lives in Brooklyn, so I'll probably get it. This is a couple days ago, so I probably already have it in my mail. So the customer has to mail back the item first, and they have 6 days to do so. So you have to pay for the label. It was like $277. He puts the label on the packaging and then, ships it back to me. He has 6 days to do that. I then have 6 days to return him his money, because in the beginning I was like, how do I know if he's really going to send me my radio? I thought I had to do like an immediate refund, but you don't. So this is like another reason why eBay is so amazing. And I'm so glad I took all this time researching eBay and I finally have my store up, because you make money in your sleep, number one. Number two, you know, it's all about like appreciation. Like, it's all about customer service. I mean, it's like running another business. So you want to take those business tips and tricks that you learn from anything else and incorporate it into your eBay store. And third, their eBay customer service department is like fantastic. They're always so like bubbly and nice and will walk you through every single step. And they did that when I called regarding my return. And now I'm just waiting for the radio, and then I can refund my customer his money. And then he's still going to write me a thank you. And like a great review on my store, because I'm very prompt in each step that we have had to go through in regards to his purchase, his return, and all that fun stuff. So I just wanted to share my first eBay fail. And it's always like a lesson learned. Like, so I'm not depressed. I lost a sale. I still have a great review. I even explained to him, I'm so sorry. I'm a new, you know, this is a brand new store. I don't even know how to deal with a return. Like, let me contact eBay tomorrow and I'll get back to you. And I did. And he's like, oh, like, I'm so bummed. Like, I really wanted this radio. And he actually was going to buy it cheaper from somebody else, but because I had great customer service, he bought it for me for, I think, $20 more. But now it ends up being a return. So I felt really, really bad, because I didn't even think to check this battery department of the radio. So, just for all of you listening that have an eBay store, please make sure that you check, especially electronics. I think that's, the only electronic I might have like a, no, I think I have two other electronics on my store right now. A camera and maybe headphones. I'm not sure, but, just double check before you ship out anything. That's just like one thing I completely forgot about. So I just wanted to share my eBay fail with you, and I hope you have an opportunity to take away something from today's show, short and sweet. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And if you want to check out my eBay store, you can go to ebay.com/luxurygoodsfromkelly, or you can also find it on my Instagram. If you click the link in my bio, and my Instagram is @KKinVegas, just click the link in my bio and it will bring you to an option to click to bring you to my eBay store. So that's it for today, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram @KKinVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.